You're listening to SBS News.
She's a prominent journalist who's been the face of a business show on China's state-owned media for 8 years. Highly respected among her peers, those close to Chen Lei were shocked and baffled to discover she had been arrested and detained. Jeff Raby is the former Australian ambassador to China and a friend of Ms. Chen.
Astonishment. I've known Chen Lei for many, many years. She's a very professional, experienced person. She's been working at CCTVG for many, many years. And she knows the ropes. She knows how to navigate her way around the system.
It's a system she has navigated for 2 decades after she left her finance career in Australia to pursue journalism in her birth country. Delia Lin is an Asia expert at the University of Melbourne.
It's very concerning that this just generates so much fear and so much uncertainties around the business, around the industry, and also across the globe and around people who are working for both nations.
Trade Minister Simon Birmingham has been careful in his comments on Ms. Chen's detention.
And the Australian government will continue to provide Ms. Lei and her family with every consular assistance that we can, and that we hope these matters can be resolved in a timely and proper manner.
Tensions between the two nations have been escalating ever since Australia called for an independent investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Just yesterday, the Chinese government announced a second investigation into Australian wine imports. Jeff Raby says the timing is of concern.
Whatever the reason is, you would be naive not to think that perhaps the timing may have something to do with wider considerations, which could go to aspects of the bilateral relations or recent announcements by the Australian government. But it's all speculation at this stage.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne, when asked if Ms. Chen was being used as a pawn by China to get back at Australia, refused to be drawn.
I would not describe it in that way. I think it is speculative at best to engage on that sort of premise.
Focus has also turned to Ms. Chen's social media posts about COVID-19. In a Facebook post in March, she said, 9 million people grounded for over a month in a ghost city, doctors and nurses infected and dead after being told no human-to-human transmission and they're not having adequate protection. Over 3,000 families who haven't been able to properly say goodbye to their loved ones, bodies immediately cremated. But Delia Lin says it's unlikely her detention would be related to posts like that.
She's not known to be an outspoken political person, although one could find a few comments. This should not lead to her detainment today.
Ms. Chen's family has released a statement saying they are doing everything they can as a family to support Chen Lei. In China, due process will be observed and we look forward to a satisfactory and timely conclusion to the matter. Ms. Chen, whose 2 children are in Melbourne, is the second Australian to be detained in Beijing in recent years. Writer Yang Hengjing has been in custody since early last year, accused of espionage. The Australian government has called his detention unacceptable. Ms. Chen has not yet been charged and is understood to be held under residential surveillance at a designated location. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.